Check, 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 check. Yes, welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. November the 5th. No, the 7th. Oh, my God, it's November the 7th. 7 November. This is the day for V of the Vendetta to tear up the world. Okay. The secret of revolution. The river of revolution. Building up under the ground. You don't even know it. And then all of a sudden, the sewers are just emptying out into the streets. And oh, my God. Yes, and it's the Moose Turd Cafe. November 7th, 2017. My name is John Case. We're going to be covering a little bit of the news here, so to speak. I got my chance to, dominate here before the voices, Mike and the various voices of our time, channel through and dial in. We never know who's going to show up. Yesterday we had Morgan Freeman called in, and that was a good conversation about the Hollywood scandals and everything. It's... Let's go to the headlines first here. A little wrap-up here. Well, turns out there's an error in the Air Force let this gunman that wiped out a good part of a community wherever it was in Texas here. He was convicted while he was in the Air Force of abuse, assault, domestic assault against his wife, and he cracked the skull of his stepson. And he was sentenced to 5 years in confinement. He only served a year, but that should have disqualified him from being able to purchase a weapon. But turns out the Air Force never turned the information about the gunman's conviction into the federal database, and so didn't happen. We're never going to get to the gun thing because gun things have increased, right? The sales have increased. So forget about that. We're not getting any gun reform. Not going to happen. And if it got one, it wouldn't matter because it would be so marginal that it wouldn't do anything. I mean, in this kind of environment, the only thing we're working with near total disarmament. I mean, you could adopt the policy of Wyatt Earp in Dodge City or Destry Rides Again in the movie with Jimmy Stewart and Marlena Dietrich of no guns in town. No guns in Dodge. Check them before you come into town. And then you can do what the hell you want. You know, if you want to go back to your homestead and murder your family, we can't send a watcher out with you everywhere. And, if you're out in the country, it's hard to tell somebody they can't have a weapon. Well, I mean, if a bear comes through your front door. Sorry. Anyway, you're not going to persuade it. But it doesn't matter. Gun sales are up, not down. And they'll keep going up as long as the fear keeps going up. And that's, when's that going to stop? I ask you. Think about the headlines every single day. When's that going to stop? I don't think you can go into any one of these shootings and say, it was the social problem, the vast social inequalities that caused it. Because, you're trying to, work backwards to something that's gone wrong in this society. Not that some particular individual has, a mental problem. Mental problems take all kinds of expressions. They haven't always taken this expression. I mean, once in a while they do. But, it's becoming more and more... and it's headlines now, all the time. And it's becoming... It seems like it's becoming more frequent. Maybe it's not, but it seems that way. I mean, this year alone... there's been, and I don't think they're all reported. I mean, we have people shooting 5, 6, 7 people, including cops. And a lot of these things aren't even reported, the amount of people getting blown away. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So is it time to pick up the gun? Well, I'm going to ask Mike and some of his friends about that one. I hope somebody tries to make sense of this thing, at least on the individual level, because otherwise all we're left with is just, space monsters have infested a bunch of humans and they're running around. You're left with no explanations that you can put your hand on, you can do anything with. It's like someone hands you a shovel. They call it an air shovel. Go ahead, dig some dirt with it. Yeah, it's very tough. It's very tough. At the same time, here's Mike. Good morning. You're on the Moose Turd Cafe, and we've been plowing through some issues here. This must be Mike Diesel. Is this Mike?
Good morning, welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. We're just past 6:40 or 6:35 a.m. on November, whatever it is. I'm not really
the 7th
sure.
November. 7 November. 7 November. November. V for Vendetta. V for Vendetta. 7 November. The revolution is happening. The sewers are emptying. It's all coming out. The monsters, the toads, everything. People flush down the toilet is coming up.
With your original Dusty Pooted Philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and a sometime occasional sidekick and many voices that live inside his head, some guy named Mike. All right, everybody.
By the way, after you, Morgan Freeman talked to us yesterday about, the Hollywood scandal thing, I was watching him in, Deep Dive. No, not Deep Dive.
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact.
God, Deep Dive.
Yes, Deep Dive.
With Taya Leone?
Yeah, right. I didn't think her character was as strong as it could have been. I thought it was kind of a little weird. But,
shut up.
But,
what do you know? What the hell do you know about acting? Shut up.
What do you mean, what do I know about acting? I'm a movie watcher. I'm an expert.
You ever been in a play? You ever been in a commercial? You ever been in a movie?
Yeah, I've been in plays. Yeah, I've been in plays. I've been to plays in Shepherdstown. I was in. I was.
Crap.
I starred in a production of. What was the? Thurber.
Come on, quick, make it up.
The Thurber. Thurber Carnival.
You were in Deliverance. That's what you were.
I was in. I played Thurber in a bunch of the scenes in the Thurber Carnival, and we also did one of. We did a musical with Bill Chakarides, who helped write this.
What was it? Character development? Was there any character development involved? Did you have to immerse yourself in the character? Did you have to take on a dialect or an accent? Did you have to change who you are? The very core of who you are, Mr. Case. I don't think so.
Well, what you think? I mean, what are we going to do? Okay, rewrite the Bible or something like that?
No, absolutely, just being bombastic. I'm being bombastic for bombastic's sake, everybody. All right.
Well, I've already,
I think I'm going to go to the koi fish pond and throw them an entire jug of food so they all die from overeating.
I tell you one thing that's good about the shooting that took place.
There's nothing good about this shooting.
Yes, there is. If you're going to get shot in church because you're closer to Jesus. That's what Fox News said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to get shot, I'd want to get shot right there in church, with all the babies and everything. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
John, this is I haven't been on the show in a long time. This is Steve Schmidt, and
Steve.
To say, listen, John, I think we have a real problem here with regards to the Republican Party. It's a mess, and I can't believe, as a lifelong Republican, I'm saying this, but the best hope is for the Democrats to win back the House.
Thanks, Steve.
I know I brought you Sarah Palin. I just didn't think the entire Republican Party would turn into Sarah Palin.
What were you doing? You thought she was hot, you know? You kind of wanted to, you know, get in her pants or something like that, or what?
It was an unfortunate choice made by very powerful people, and I disagreed with it.
That's right. You were advising Senator McCain at the time. Am I right?
I was, and who I still have a great deal of admiration and respect for.
How much time does Senator McCain have? He must be, those little brain popper cancer doo-doo things.
I'm deeply offended by you saying that. I'm leaving now.
Okay, bye. Whatever.
Wow. I haven't heard from him in forever.
You know, people call into the cafe and they expect you to be, you know, like delicate and petite and and polite.
I don't care. This is a delicate flower.
And to not refer to things that should be left, you know, in the shithouse.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I love that indignation in your voice.
Yes, that self-righteous indignation. I can't even say it.
I was, you know, when I was being trained as an organizer, the former director of organization of the UE, a guy named Hugh Harley, he said, John, you got pissed off in that meeting with the company. And I said, yeah, I did. You know? And Hugh said to me, never display anger. Only indignation. And I said, yeah. He says, that's cultured anger, idiot.
Why, sir, I'm deeply offended. How dare you, sir? How dare you? I know there's some going to be some reverberations heard after tonight across the country.
What's happening tonight?
Voting.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hey, look.
That sounded like one of those,
yeah, I know,
those guys
I
at
know.
The end of the night that's like too drunk that he still thinks he can drive, and he's trying to negotiate getting his keys the way you said, hey there.
I'm trying to give you a hot tip here.
I can drive. I'm fine.
That's right. Hey.
No. Hey.
Hey, Mike. Mike, your $1 billion, you can park it in a little island off Ireland.
It's called
Jersey. It's on the English Channel.
Okay. I gotta go transfer some money now. Apparently I've been indicated in the Paradise Papers.
Wilmer, you've done it again.
I'm gonna have just one more drink. I just one more.
You know, you need to go talk to Mr. Ed.
All right.
Talk to Mr. Ed there. Anyway, well, okay. So the depravity continues. I see that that President Xi of China has attempted to seduce Trump by saying to him, "Let us take the world off your hands."
Yes. Your tiny, tiny, small, little...
You don't want to pay for this. You don't want to pay for that. So I tell you what, we'll just take over. How's that?
Yeah. Good times. I'm serious. To quote a line from As Good As It Gets in Jack Nicholson's character, I'm serious, John. I've seen people. They're not all like we are. I've seen them. They have good times. They have good times and noodle salad. That's what they have, John. Good times and noodle salad.
You know, I never understood what that line. That's like an anti-Asian reference of some sort, right?
No. In the movie, no. It was a way to displace the craziness that was going on among all their friends and say that there are normal people in the world. You know, he was basically suggesting that there are normal people in the world, but we don't know any. There's none in, presently in this car right now. That's basically what he was saying. There's none involved in our lives. Our lives are not normal. We don't...
we don't do that.
You know, yeah, I mean, Kinnear was fantastic in that movie. Helen Hunt was very good, despite my brother despising Helen Hunt. I don't know why.
Why does he not like Helen Hunt? She's...
I don't know why. She was quite good in Mad About You. She was certainly, you know, Paul Reiser.
She played in another film with Nicholson.
Paul Reiser cut a deal.
What's the other film she played in with Nicholson?
That's a good question. I don't know.
They played. He played a crazy person.
May I finish my point?
Okay, but just don't talk too long because you know I'm filled with ideas that I have to share.
Paul Reiser's distribution deal was really mirrored Seinfeld's. In other words, there's really probably no reason for Paul Reiser to ever work again.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I saw Paul Reiser when I first started, or actually before when I dipped the toe in stand-up, just going out to the open mic set, not on a real consistent basis, but back in 1988, when I started to go to the open mics and get a feel for what it was like, I actually got a chance to see Paul Reiser do stand-up live in one of my, when I was in a DOD contractor, we were in Atlanta. On a layover night, and he was performing at the Punchline.
Hey, can I go back to the guns for a second?
But my point is, he was a very, very solid, very funny stand-up comic. So anyway, go ahead.
There's a wonderful graphic on the front of the New York Times this morning. I mean, it really just says, it's whoever did this. I love these data scientists, man. They're great. They took all of the mass shootings, 1966 to 2012, okay, and they plotted them across the world, okay, and you know, on the vertical axis is going down from 0 up to 100 mass shootings, okay, and on the horizontal axis is going on the number of guns in the countries involved, okay. And so down in the lower left, you have everybody, Russia, China, India, and the whole west of the world, the lower left corner of this graph. And guess who's on the far upper right with 300 million guns and 100 mass shootings?
We're number one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
fascinating point that I have heard on more than one show or pundit or, you know, some gun control advocates is an interesting point. Even from some people who own guns. In fact, I think Malcolm Nance made this point on a couple of shows. He was talking about, you know, if this was a drunk driver that killed, you know, unfortunately 27 people, or there was a horrific, all of those people would have had an opportunity to pay for something because there would be insurance involved. And I think that's a point that's lost on a lot of folks, because if you think about it, the mitigating circumstances above and beyond the horrific nature of an assault with a weapon, you are stuck with whatever you have to pay for afterwards, whether that be a major surgery, surgeries and major rehab. All of that cost is going to be pushed back onto you.
You know, this is you're just talking about another communist proposal, okay? And that is because you're going to make a nice, reasonable proposal that puts the arms industry out of business, or at least stops them from being multi-billionaires.
But if the NRA had linked arms a little bit with one of the insurance companies, wouldn't that make money for both the NRA and the insurance company?
But the NRA is run by the arms manufacturers. Go look at it. Who pays for it?
No, I know. Yeah. I know. But that's my point is do they have to be? And
well,
I think they're so far down that rabbit hole that they can't come back out.
Well, I mean, you know, you look, I mean, the arms manufacturers will use all the resources of the organization to prevent that from happening. And because they know what's going on, they're selling millions and millions of guns as a result of this bullshit, right? So,
right.
So, I mean, to them, it's like, I mean, they don't even have. I bet there's not a moral debate ever takes place in the headquarters of those companies because it's existential to them.
Right. Well, what's fascinating is the day of the shooting, just one day removed from it, I heard gunshots going off here in my neighborhood.
Well, you know, it's synchronicity. It's like Sting sang about years ago. Synchronicity. They shoot you. They shoot me. I shoot you. I got to get myself a big gun. You know, I do. I got to get myself a big gun. I need something like one of that Stallone has in some of his films.
Well, there's a display of, you know, the mass shootings. There's a graphic, too, that's out there. It might be a meme graphic that somebody did that's gone kind of viral, is showing the AR-15 and how many different mass shootings it's been involved in.
Well, it's just God.
I posted late last night that finally something we agree on, and I was talking about you-know-who. You are correct. It is a mental health issue or a mental health problem, and you are the mental health problem.
He's certainly one of them. God, we've got to be. Yeah. Jesus. Well, but regardless of all this, there's not going to be any gun change in the gun laws. People are buying more and more. We're going until the rivers are going to run red with blood. That's what's going to happen.
People that have some want more. And, you know, it's not as if they have a great many new gun owners. It's that they have the same gun owners buying more guns.
Oh, okay. I mean, but it's just
and then reselling those guns at gun shows with very little to no documentation. You know, when somebody says it's laughable, when somebody says, "Oh, he purchased the weapon legally at a gun show," okay, all right. You hear that phrase, and I just kind of lock onto that and go, was it really legal? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, sure, the way generally we buy and sell products, sure, it was legal, but was it really? It's unconscionable. And, you know, as you hear the same, thoughts and prayers. Well, you know what? Thoughts and prayers aren't going to help those people right now. And I'm sorry, but you were in a church, so there were prayers going on right away.
Hey, I think it's time to start everyone raising the middle finger to Trump.
The woman got fired.
Yes, she got fired, forced to resign after she raised a middle finger at President Trump's motorcade.
Yes.
And so then she put the image on her social media accounts. Okay,
no,
so then they fired her.
And I'm certain that she's probably going to end up with another job somewhere, I would imagine.
Well, I just think that everybody should give him the finger now, okay, in solidarity. It's absolutely essential. If Trump is anywhere near you, give him the finger.
Yeah.
It's time.
I mean, why with his incredible poll numbers? Oh, wait, that's right.
Well,
it got huge poll numbers.
You don't care about the polls.
Everybody has ever seen, I am the history of the world. Shut up.
By the way, the Holcomb family, apparently only the 80 or 90-year-old grandfathers left of the families murdered in the church.
Yep.
He had three generations that all went down in the gunfire.
Yep.
It's, it is what it is. Back to the...
It's a very small town, too. It's 500 people. It took out like a fifth of the town.
The West Virginia Department of Environmental...
Stupidity?
The West Virginia DEP... I got to read this a little bit of this story here. Multiple organizations released statements together Wednesday against the decision by the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. that they intend to waive the so-called 401 certification of the federal permits for the Mountain Valley Pipeline, a decision that the organization say put the health of West Virginians at risk. So we got
they don't care about
the Sierra Club.
Shit about the health of West Virginians. Never.
Right. You know.
On the 12th of never.
On the 12th of never. Okay. So this is apparently they got to get that Mountain Valley Pipeline go through. I guess that's they're not going to waste any time. And Governor Jim Justice. Pleased. I know you might be inspired to bring him on right now, but his death every morning on the show, sometimes in other.
I don't know. It's
tough.
It's just so much a death as he calls while he's going through like some kind of dreamscape, sleep apnea thing. I don't know what that is. Or, you know, there's either that or he calls from the bathroom.
It's, yeah, right.
There's
he's
a lot of similarities.
He's taking a dump.
Him and Drumpf in terms of, you know, when they try to communicate. It's like they have to communicate through their moving their bowels, which is unfortunate.
Anyway, so this was basically, we don't care if there is a risk. We're not even going to bother to study it.
Right. And you're not allowed to study it either.
So there. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's the arrogance of this whole thing. You know, they just...
We are the powerful. And by the way, everybody, we're coming up on the top of the hour here at the Moose Turd Cafe on enlightenedradio.org with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, on November 7th here. And it is a Tuesday, everybody, and it's getting cold.
Now, also, the 7th of November, under the old style, was the date of the Russian Revolution. Of course, at the time they had the revolution, they were... I think under the old, it was a Julian calendar or something that was going on before. The Greek Orthodox Church didn't agree with the calendar, something. I mean, the Russian Orthodox Church. So anyway, but 7 November was the, it was October there, but it's 7, but it was actually 7 November in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there you go. Off with their heads.
Yeah.
But keep in mind that that happened after the Russian government completely collapsed in the middle of World War One.
Right.
So that's the thing. We're seeing the complete collapse of U.S. society in process here. Maybe we're seeing that, unless it can be corrected. Can it be corrected?
A lot of work to do, but I don't have, you know, I was thinking about what I started off in life as a, you know, happy clappy, as Stephanie Miller says, happy clappy optimist in life, and I have grown to become quite the pessimist.
Well, yeah.
Based on empirical evidence that I see each and every day in our society where societal norms are breaking down,
they're gone.
It seems as if a lot of folks seem, I don't want to say a lot, but there is a large amount of people that seem to be pleased that those things are breaking down because they've always put that in a box in their own mind called political correctness. And it's not. It's not just political correctness.
It's called civilization.
When do you take that and start bashing down human decency?
It's called civilization.
Right. Tear at the any kind of societal norm considered decent. But the good news is that when that type of thing happens, there is a large amount of people who will put that on film. For example, a woman at a college football game at one of the stadiums down in Florida was intoxicated and screaming things at people, and the police or security was trying to remove her, and one of the guards, I guess, picked her up and was trying to carry her. The other police officer punched her in the face and knocked her out, which is on video, and people were videoing it with their phones, and has, you know, that video has gone viral. and whether or not that type of violent behavior by the officer or security guard, I'm not sure which, was necessary to remove the compromised woman who obviously had way too much to drink. You know, it's you don't want to have other people get hurt. You don't want that person to hurt themselves. You want to remove them from the situation. As somebody who was a bouncer, it was not done well.
Yeah.
It was not done well at all. It was too many people on the scene rushing to judgment immediately and trying to take too aggressive of an action towards somebody who was completely compromised. I don't think it was necessary. I don't think that level of violence rose to meet the situation.
Yeah.
In my opinion, based on what I saw, I wasn't there. I don't know, but I'm not gonna defend that kind of violence. And when people see that, it's really disheartening. Again, when you talk about norms, when you see consistently young African American males being shot down or gunned down by police officers, as somebody who was raised in a family of police officers. It's gut-wrenching. And then to see them not only take a life, but also not be punished for it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, right. I mean, these guys, you know, there's a murderer going on everywhere.
It continues to be a real problem. And for, you know, there seems to be a continuing rift and growth of the scary thing of white dominance.
Absolutely.
And that has surged.
We're seeing it surging in the county commission of Jefferson County.
Oh God, yes. Yes, there's no question about that. And for you assholes that said that crap about Sammy Brown, you're full of shit and we see you. Okay? And history will not be kind to you at all.
Well, we'll have to see to that, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen by itself. You know, we have to.
No,
I wish I was 25 now, man. I wish I was 25 now. I was in my prime, and I was ready to move mountains.
Well, I am surprisingly. The last couple of days, both physically and mentally, I have surprised myself based on my endurance capability.
I mean, you thought that painting over your birthday. What a great birthday party. Hey, Mike, why don't you paint all day?
I understand, but you
said that you were in bad shape. That hurt, you know, but then
well,
now
I mean, it still hurts.
You're
it,
feeling
it, it,
better.
Still, but no, I was I went out and did some physical stuff yesterday.
Okay.
Which was surprising and felt good. Felt really good. So I guess what I'm saying is some of my injuries that have occurred over the summer are beginning to heal nicely, which is gives me more confidence that I can do more than what I probably thought I could. Not as much as I used to, but more than what I thought I could. Certainly.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Well, when you read stories about people, I have to believe people going on their second and third careers and being able to make that adjustment and change their life and change their lifestyle and be successful at it, it's inspiring to me.
Right.
It's the kind of thing that I have to try to focus on because everything else is shit. You know,
I think you're seeing the. I think you're going to see the Asian trip of Trump being a bye-bye session, where they're all going to say bye-bye to him. Thanks for the visit. Yeah, sure. Well, if you find something to cooperate on, let us know. Okay. We're not going to start a nuclear war. Sorry. Bye.
Here's a quick impression of our president receiving an applause break from a group of Asian people. Tremendous applause.
I heard it.
It was a standing ovation. I'm always getting standing ovation. No puppet. You're the puppet. I'm gonna put ice in my glass. Hold on. Time for some more water.
It's time for more water.
Yes.
Before the horse is even out of the barn? I'm sorry.
For the horses and drinks for all the men. What?
This morning is, today is, what is today? 7 November. And this is
the day of
revolution.
7th of November. Here, in the most, cafe.
This is the day of revolution. Whatever day it happens in the United States on or starts to, you know, where everything has gone down to the point where actually nothing is functioning and there's armed gangs. We have armed gangs and factions of the army running various states. And there's this unbelievable lines forming for bread. Then what?
Once again, you go on the airways here.
Lard.
Governor done did it.
Governor Lard done did it. I done did a bucket of lard. Oh, yeah, man.
Did it. I'm going to tell you what. I got some things going cooking. We're going to make some jobs back here.
I got a Mountain View pipeline for you to take. Yeah, man. Oh,
nonsense.
You're full of shit.
We're going to go ahead and innovate this here state.
You're the number two jackass in the country. Why don't you just?
What the hell did you just say to me?
I said you're a jackass.
Hold on a second. I'm just sitting down here. I gotta stand up. Hold on.
Hee-haw.
I'm all dizzy now. I can't.
Man, what a disgrace. Oh, there he is. He's taking a dump again. Jeez, I can't, you know, the governor's respect for his public is just at an all-time low. I mean, really, that's what we should do. We take polls about how politicians are viewed by their constituents, but we really ought to take a view of how the constituents are viewed by the polls. Because I think that we would find out then that their view is that they view us as insects.
By the way, your phone thing there was skipping in and out.
My phone?
So check your feet. Make sure you're not knocking into the cord.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just saying, it was, it's skipping and popping. And
hold on a second here.
You have some inconsistency in the line.
Okay,
Moose Turd Cafe break.
All right, no, we're okay now. I think we should be.
Technical issues. I was
probably yelling too loud into the microphone. I should set back like this.
Yes, because your voice was cutting in and out. So.
Anyway, but I'm sorry about that, buddy. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to send you a special gold-plated copy of this particular broadcast. Now inside.
Sean, thanks.
And I'm going to include a sandwich, of course, from the cafe.
May I suggest?
Dr. Lecter, I'm glad we've got. Oh, jeez.
I think that probably, Mr. Case, you should think about using the fresh baked bread I just made.
Oh, God. Bread. I wonder what he used for flour.
I wouldn't touch that bread. That's not.
You know, I told him to use.
Fine, but just the add-ons, you got to be careful with.
I offered that he could use some of our bread flour, but he thought
he thought I said
head flour.
Right, a man who thinks that rendering fracking fluid could actually be a nice gravy.
Yeah, right, a glaze. Right. You know, rendering, set it on fire. You know, whoa, it keeps burning. The
look
food.
At all that red, look at all that red dye number two.
The That's food delicious. That consumes itself.
Hey, speaking of number two, how about that moose turd, everybody? Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
So, if we put the Dr. Lecter glaze on Trump and set him on fire, he'll burn until he's completely consumed.
Right. Right. That's a horrible joke.
It's not really, I mean, it's terrible, but, I mean, what a horrible way to go.
Right. I mean, it's just like, if, you know, I hate to say this, but if Keith Richards passes,
yeah,
I would be sure that no one suggests that he be cremated, because I think that would involve the EPA.
I know, that's an old, right. I think actually Keith has told that joke actually himself, you know. So
what's that?
I think Keith has actually told that joke himself, actually. Yeah, something he was. I heard him interviewed when he came out with that.
If he's told that joke, then he stole it from me, because I originally did that joke.
Well, he might have stolen
about,
it from you.
About Whitney Houston.
Okay, but let me tell you where I think I heard it, okay, which is on an interview he did it's on YouTube. It's in connection with the Acoustic Blues album he put out about 2 years ago. Stranded, yeah, that's what it's called. And he was joking about his funeral.
A lot of cash from Mr. Richards.
So, well,
go ahead and make the necessary contacts and ensure that.
All right, you better send your troll lawyer out to get him. Okay.
How dare you, sir? My name is Ronnie, and I am Mike's lawyer. I am a Southern gentleman. I am offended that you would say that. Oh, you cannot, in fact, see me. I exist only in Mike's mind. I am invisible. The invisible Southern lawyer, Ronnie. That's
yeah, Ronnie, the Southern lawyer. Hey, is there going to be any point in going to court after this Supreme Court and Neil Gorsuch finishes with everything?
I don't know.
I mean, the lower courts are all saying more or less better things about the Trump thing, but it's going to get up there to the top. And
about what thing? What are you talking about?
Oh, the immigration stuff, sanctuary city stuff, the number of other orders that he's given that are being challenged and sued in court over.
See, I mean, well, and there's, again, he's, I continued to be inspired by the pushback against a lot of this stuff, and it's quite fascinating. I mean, I do know the numbers and the money and the media dominate the other side. Financially. I mean, just if you're just looking at it purely financially. But the resistance numbers are high regardless of who wins what race where. And the resistance numbers are higher than they've actually been. They're higher than they were after the Women's March, which gives me some pause to know that there are like-minded people out there pushing back. And I don't think there's time, as much as I would love for there to be time for a purity test, I don't think there's time for one.
Oh, you know? I'm against purity tests.
Well, you know, it's certainly some of the accusations, statements, I'm going to say this, and maybe some people will be disappointed in what I have to say, but I don't think much of Donna Brazile.
And Donna Brazile does. I just told her critics to go to hell yesterday.
Well, basically, she has to be able to tell her truth from her perspective. However, you know, the thing is you're just as complicit as everybody else. in this entire thing. So, you know, you have to take on a certain amount of responsibility. And I understand you want to tell the truth. You know, look, I respect that. It's not that I don't think much of her. I don't think much of what she's saying, because all that does is provide fodder for the right to continue to pound the division on the left. That's all I'm saying.
It appears to do that, but there is a but there, I pause a little bit on that one. I mean, I have an argument with another friend of mine about this. It's ongoing. Is that I'm not sure that the divisions within the Democratic Party do not reflect a crisis in solutions.
I agree.
That is, we haven't worked through yet, and somehow the fact that a firmer, more, you know, articulator has not come on the scene, you know, to sort of put it together in a way that resolves this tension between the Wall Street and the ordinary people. Tendencies,
right,
et cetera.
Right. I've seen.
You know, it's a tough one. It's a very tough thing, I think, to do. I mean, Bernie's put his thing out there, and you know, he's put the social democratic solution out there as the solution. Okay, period. That's
right.
What he's done.
Right.
That's a class war kind of position, unfortunately, because the billionaires run so much of it now. They don't plan to give it up. Okay, they do not plan to give it up.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's the thing that
and you got to take it from them. And so then the question is, well, what kind of a political coalition is going to take it from them?
Right.
And you see them spending billions on all these divisive things, and I'm sure their money is behind the friggin' racist stuff and all the right-wing churches and all this other crap, you know?
Sure.
I mean, that's just like a little engine of discord to keep on keeping on.
Sure.
And so, I don't know.
Sure, I have seen some pretty good... actually, as early as like 2 days ago, I saw some pretty good numbers in Virginia and in Jersey. So, you know,
we're hoping like hell that just voting no helps us come over the top there a little bit, you know. But
right, I think there's some people who, you know, and there have been some interviews that I've heard recently with some people that were pretty prominent in both state and local politics in Virginia and New Jersey that were on the other side that aren't on the other side anymore. That are,
right.
You know, have either gone completely independent or come over to the Democratic Party. One or the other. But certainly we can hope. You know, I really have... I'm not buying into the idea that if you lose in Virginia that the entire Democratic Party is going to be toppled. I disagree with that. I think there's a big push, and I admire what Perez and Ellison are doing in terms of the big push in every zip code.
But they will be judged by whether they're making progress.
I know.
You know, I mean, unfortunately, well, or fortunately, in politics, this is also true in the union movement. Yeah, if you win elections, you know, then you succeed, and if you lose them, you don't. Okay, and you know, there's a tremendous amount of pressure to try and find a winning solution.
I think also, once again, you're seeing the media push forward on selective narratives. They over-sensationalize certain things, under-report other things to push whatever agenda it is they're being instructed to push. In a lot of cases.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure the publishers have their point of view. They want to get out. I mean, their stance.
Sure. Sure.
On everything.
Sure.
That's.
If you listen to the former editor-in-chief of that now defunct paper that Kushner owned, you know, he talked about how Jared would come in and, you know, basically, he would want biopic-launched attack articles written against people he disliked. And, you know,
yeah.
The editor trying to explain to him that's just not the way journalism works.
You know, Kushner, even Cheney said he was creeped out by Kushner, right?
Right, right. It takes a lot to, you know, and this is a guy who shot his friend in the face.
Yeah, right. Oh, Dick. Oh, Dick. It was a heart attack that did it to him. He was a hard-headed businessman type conservative when he was working for Reagan. Then he turned. He got a heart attack, and he turned into.
He was a relatively decent head of the Department of Defense.
Secretary. Something ludicrous, you know. But
he was reasonable.
He had a heart attack, and when you have a serious heart attack, you lose the blood to your brain.
He didn't just have one.
Well, I'm just pointing about that.
Basically, he's basically functioning on a reconstructed heart.
Yeah, right. As are many Americans now, actually. But it does when the blood leaves your brain in the big heart attack.
Yeah.
It could not everything comes back, pal.
My brother talks about that. You know, my brother coded. When he had his
right, man.
What he likes to call his upside down alive autopsy.
It must be.
To check the lymph nodes and recheck the liver and his intestines and everything else. They have to split you all the way down the middle and peel it back. And he coded for I think 18 seconds. And he talks about, you know, if you talk to him, he talks about having trouble with certain things. You know, but he is, you know, he's very, very aware of what's going on in the world, and he's very disappointed in it. So he's not real happy about what's going on.
So we're going to find out here.
By the way, this is my oldest brother, Danny.
I have an
older brother, Tom, and I have a younger brother, Jim.
Your mother had a lot of kids. Are they all big like you?
And her name is Robin.
Five.
Yes. Yes. Well, as we like to say, five that made it.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm kidding. That was a horrible joke. Terrible.
I know. Be like the Rockefeller family. By the way, you are going to park your billion off the on Jersey, right? The island there.
Paradise papers, baby.
This is great.
Give me some paradise papers, baby.
It's been the paradise papers. Let's assume they're the tip of several icebergs that the billionaires are getting together to run the world from these little and park all their money so they can run how they want to. I wonder if they can unite. Can they possibly unite to coordinate? It would be like you were living in a Philippe Zé farmer world.
Good luck with that.
God, man, where you're everybody's the pawn of one of the big billionaires that are like gods. Mars. What's your billionaire's name? My name is Mars. What's yours? Jupiter.
Oh, look, Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
Which billionaire are you on? Of course, it'll be a trillionaire by then. I'm sure they're all working. Who's going to be the first trillionaire?
Who? Not everyone can be Sauron. In order to have Sauron, you have to have Saruman.
Right.
And Saruman was also a turncoat. Let's make sure we understand that. In other words, Gandalf was his apprentice. You know, Saruman was trying to convince Gandalf that Gandalf had to join
with the dark side.
Join with the dark side.
Yeah. You know, using a metaphor from another time. And
right, right. Well, hopefully.
Billions of years earlier, actually, according to the Star Wars.
No, it's Middle Earth. It's not Star Wars. We're talking about Middle Earth. We're talking about Tolkien.
But Star Wars has the same thing happened across the universe.
Yes. Lucas did.
Millions of years ago.
Took some liberties with that. Dun, 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 dun. If every day that's your theme song, you're somebody that needs to listen to the Moose Turd Cafe.
Dun, you do, man. Dun, 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 dun. Have a slice of pie here.
Yeah, just before you have that slice of,
you know, Dr. Lecter's
Moose Turd. So just before you have that, just that's what we like to play. We like to play Darth Vader's theme song.
And our Dr. Lecter's little, you know, half coffee, half lard, spiced lard is really yes, that's what causes the Darth Vader noise.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Wow, that was frightening.
You know, imagine if you actually had to have a, you know, a relationship with Darth Vader, like you reported to him or something, you know, on a daily basis.
That would be.
I mean, what kind of behavior? I mean, he'd be on your little tippy toes all the time about, because yeah. You, you might know when some behavior triggered this.
Does that fall into the category
response?
Of high stress job? I think it does.
Who are you? I'm an administrative assistant to Darth Vader.
Yes, I. Well, I did 6 years on the Death Star, and now I'm looking to, you know, move off world.
Yeah,
Darth. Any way you could consider maybe throwing me a bone here, because I'm pretty sure Lord Vader is no longer happy with my work.
He's going to give you a position in Alderaan.
Man, I have got to get off this Death Star. This job sucks. You know, when I signed up, I didn't sign up for this crap.
And now I understand there's a rebel planes are trying to wipe it out. They're all going crazy on the ship. You know, I think they're going to win, but I don't know.
Buggy, and people are getting buggy saying that they stole our design.
And I have to walk around.
And I just, I can't take it, man. I can't take it. I mean, I sent a resume to Yoda years ago, and he just turned me down. Come on, man.
I know, and this, and the uniforms they make us wear are sexless.
Experience you do not have. Yes.
So.
By the way, everybody, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, we're coming up on the bottom of the barrel here, too, man.
We're coming up at the bottom of the hour, staring down the barrel of that gun. I'm pretty sure that gun's loaded, and it's not on safety. That's all I'm saying, people. So.
Hey, we got Joseph Cohen from the ACLU in West Virginia calling in to this morning.
Oh, that's outstanding. And yeah. It's in just a few minutes, right?
8 o'clock, something like that, yeah.
Oh, you know. Okay. Well, very good.
I know. We're good. You know, we're I get a little short break, and...
Yeah.
Then we go and do that, and I get everything up. And I did find, I found a bunch of addresses. So I'm going to send out a bunch of, you should see today, later today, I'm going to send out to all these, I'm going to start including them, all the publicity places you sent me on the mailing list.
Okay.
So we'll see whether we can tickle a little interest in the...
Very nice. That's a lovely blade you have there. I believe you're probably going to plunge that into my skull. Very nice.
You got any interest, by the way, in talking to Larry Bish about calling in, maybe?
Sure. Whatever.
I was trying to... I talked to him earlier. About it, a long time ago.
What time does Larry take the reins?
Well, he goes to work at 8 o'clock, so, I mean, early in the morning is his time, actually. But, you know, he is, he's hipster caliber. And so...
Well, I certainly have read some of his posts, and I enjoy them.
He's got his own thing, you know, and he's, I think he would like to do it, okay? I've been thinking about, you know, about it, but I don't know. We'll let it cook a while.
Like various sauces and stews that are in the back. Let it simmer.
Let's see. I like Larry. I know Larry would be interested. I also like Eric Janis, but I don't think he can be relied upon. He's a good guy, but he's just all over the place. You know,
lots of folks sir.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have been, including myself, I don't exclude myself, have been thrown for a loop by the collapse of your country.
Get up and consume and just do fresh horror.
Now, some will say that collapse
now,
is too strong.
Don't eat back fresh
Arnold,
horror.
Arnold.
15 minutes later, we will have another fresh horror for you.
Yeah, right. I mean, some will say collapse is too strong a term, and maybe it is. The problem is that this has to be corrected, or yes, collapse is going to happen.
Well, you certainly see the thinning of the margins around the institutional norms.
You know,
there is some serious thinning, and we got to start thinking about, and that's another phrase, thinking. Because the only thing that several lawmakers do is they raise money and create a nice speech to kiss the ass of their supporters, rather than telling them the truth, rather than being honest about who they are. You had a guy say overseas after a mass shooting that this is just a mental health issue. At what point do we talk about this?
Well, he's not. No, man. It's gone.
So, you know, don't talk to me about your bullshit.
It's gone. We need someone. Where is Wyatt Earp? Someone's got to disarm Dodge.
I think we're close to. The problem is we have so many people pulling their turd out of their butt and throwing it.
What about Destry? Marlena Dietrich.
It's not going to happen. And no one listening to this podcast right now even gets that reference.
Do you know why Destry won? Is because Marlena Dietrich, you know, betrayed the bad guy.
Cannot stop referring to it.
Destry rides again.
Over and over and over again. And no one. No, do you know how many people that are listening to this right now are Googling Destry Rides Again? Because they don't have any clue what you're talking about.
Destry Rides Again.
You old man reference. They don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, and I'm old.
I'm going to send you a link.
You are positively Jurassic.
It's so old, it's free on YouTube.
You know the song's like old, but you can just go, oh, I'll just listen to this. I'll just watch this movie. Oh, yeah, look at that. It was great. What? 1940? What? Jesus. It's got good production value for 48. That's terrific.
I think it was actually about 58, something like that.
Yeah, whatever. It's so old that the majority of the crew are all dead.
That's true. Yes. That's got to be true.
And the director's dead. The writer's dead. The screenwriter's everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. That's true.
Yeah, that should be like a theme for a marathon movie night. Let's watch movies where everyone.
The little kids that were in the middle of the street in the movie, they're dead too.
Yes, exactly. Hey, you see that kid? He grew up to be a farmer. That kid right there. He got out of acting, moved. His family is now located in Montana. He's now 114 years old.
Right. See that one over there? He turned out to be a serial killer.
Yeah, that guy right there was one of the mass shooters.
That's right. God. Oh, well. Okay, mass shooter pie. That's going to be the, I think that's the title today, huh?
Yeah,
mass shooter
please,
pie.
I just can't. I don't understand it.
I know. Well, if you're going to get killed in the church and be closer to Jesus.
Now, I want everyone out there to know, John Case said that. My diesel did not say that. Now, I did reference it earlier.
Please kill me in my church, please. I want to be him.
Well, I mean, is it awful? It equally as awful to be killed in a Walmart.
That seems to be the wrong place to be killed.
It just, I think everywhere is the wrong place. this is above and beyond. Is it a mental health issue? Sure, but you're the guys that pulled the restrictions on allowing people that are mentally disturbed to acquire these weapons.
Right.
So, eat shit!
Yeah, that was one of the great slogans of the 69 SDS convention that was held in Detroit. It was, eat shit and die, motherfucker.
Ooh! John! John waited till the very end of the podcast today to drop the F-bomb.
Well,
so,
it was.
Since you dropped one, I'm going to drop one. Okay.
Right,
you ready?
Okay.
Ready?
You can close with this one. Goodbye to the Moose Turd Cafe.
Hold on one second. Hold on. I'm going to get somebody else to say this. I don't normally do this, John.
Okay.
But what I have to say today is very important. And everybody out there, listen.
Thank you, Senator Sanders.
When I say, fuck you, 45.
I've been waiting for you to finally come out
wow,
with it.
Wow!
He did it!
He did it! He finally did it!
Right. That's right. On the 7th of November. According to some calendars, the anniversary of the Russian Revolution, as well as the future revolution, take place in London about 50 years from now. That is celebrated in the great movie V for Vendetta.
Right, and do me a big favor when you get a chance. Look at the Money Man originally in 2009 behind Facebook in Zuckerberg.
Okay.
Right. Look at the Russian money man and where the money came
from. Ooh. Oh, that's interesting. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yep. Break it down, baby.
Oh, man. Zuckerberg's a Russian agent.
It came from Gazprom, the Russian oil and gas company. But what's even worse is the Twitter took even more money from the same guy. That was funneled through the same channels, just from a different entity. That was
okay.
More loyal to
hey.
The
oh, man. All right, man. All right, there you go.
Well,
that's
you, everybody.
A
I appreciate it.
And, all right, we'll get this in up.
And as one of the stewards, the steward on the throne said, go and die in which way suits thee best.
Okay. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.